The federal accident investigator has issued a damning report on the 787 battery fire at Boston's Logan Airport 2 years ago. That fire was one of two incidents that led to the grounding of the Dreamliner fleet in 2013. The National Transportation Safety Board says Boeing, its contractors, and the Federal Aviation Administration share in the blame. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports.
The NTSB says the fire on the tarmac at Boston Logan was the result of a short circuit in a single battery cell. It resulted in smoke, which Boeing said would be a 1 in 10 million event. And then it spread to other cells causing fire, which Boeing said wasn't supposed to happen at all. The NTSB found that Boeing never even considered the possibility that fire could occur, so it never dealt with the issue. The safety board also found that because Boeing never thought of it, neither did the Federal Aviation Administration. So why did the battery short circuit in the first place? The NTSB says the answer is probably shoddy manufacturing. It found the subcontractor GS Yuasa of Japan didn't meet established industry standards. There were little bits of solder and tiny folds in cell components that needed to be perfectly smooth. And no one caught these flaws, not the contractor Thales of France, not Boeing, and not the FAA. The report contained more than a dozen recommendations to prevent these mistakes from happening again. They were mostly aimed at the FAA, which did not respond to the safety board's findings. Boeing says it won't argue with them. In a statement, the company says it will keep on improving the plane as long as it is being built. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.